And that's great, isn't it, when we come together. And one of the joys has also been for me is that for 99.9% of the time, we accept where each other comes from. And that is actually good, isn't it? Because it means that together we can grow and we can learn from one another. And the challenge is always, isn't it, is actually sometimes seeing God at work. Because we live and still live in a society we think it should be instant. What I want today. What I want, I can go online and I will find a supermarket, hook for a slot, or another company, and what I want can be delivered today. And sometimes we want that in our own Christian life, our own Christian community, our own church, don't we? We want things instant. The other thing that we always sometimes forget is that where we are now in our lives as a church, as individuals, has been a result of growth happening in various ways and various places over 2 years before and people's prayer. A few years ago, I was at a WPCC meeting here, so I think it was held at St. Martin's, and I sat there really frustrated, just for a change, of course. And because somebody was talking how wonderful a particular church was, what fantastic work they were doing. And I sat there frustrated because it hadn't just happened and there's no acknowledgement of that. And the person who was saying how wonderful this place was not recognising or taking on board where that church had come from over the years, and how the different people, different ministers who had been involved, had enabled it to grow in a way that was right for it, and where God wanted it to grow. And sometimes we forget that, don't we? We forget the growth that goes on unseen, just like the seed. And we need to remember, as we move into the next phase of St. Martin's life, with the potential appointment of priest in charge, that all that that person will bring will be because they will have sensed, with God's guidance, where we've come from, where the seed has been growing in secret, and where it has blossomed. Sometimes we'll look back and we'll sort of say, oh, I really like that rector. Brilliant. And you might look back and sort of think, oh, I didn't like that one. Really upset the apple cart. And that one, well. Mind you, I don't suppose you've ever thought like that at all, have you? But the truth is, anyone who's in leadership, if they're open to God's Spirit, if they're sensitive to where God wants to take a place, where God wants to move his people, then as we look back, we will see God's hands at work. We'll see where his Spirit has been at work. And that is a challenge, isn't it? Because it also relies on us allowing God's Word to be growing in us, that seed. Because how we see things, particularly how God sees things, is not always the way of the world. And it's not always how I want things to be. If I look back on my own life, the journey that God has taken me on so far would not be the journey that I'd have anticipated at the very beginning. Sometimes it's being open. Sometimes it's allowing God to close doors. And I pray that most of the time I've allowed the seed of faith to grow in my heart. There have been times when I've not nurtured it, when I've thought, oh, I don't want to know that bit, down seed, it can't grow yet. But yet I know then that actually things aren't quite right. And the challenge for you and for me is to allow the seeds of faith to grow in our hearts. The seed of faith to grow in the life of our church here at St. Martin's, and to allow it to come to fruition. So that others will look beyond the surface and be able to say, yes, God's Spirit is at work in that place. Just as Samuel could with David, and God prompted him. And I don't know about you, but some of the people who encourage me and help me on my Christian journey are perhaps people I wouldn't have expected. Because I've met them, perhaps only for a short while, but what they've said, how they've acted, has made a profound difference to my own life with Christ. And again, we need to be open to one another. We need to nurture and encourage one another. Things change when we pray. Things change when we pray one or two come together. And so many great things have happened, not only in this country, but throughout the world, because one or two people have prayed faithfully over the years. And there's been churches that have been on the point of closing, but they haven't. Because as a result of a handful of people that have left, who have prayed and engaged with people in that community, some years later, a church has just blossomed. It takes time. For those of you who are gardeners, serious gardeners, or like me, sort of not quite serious, enjoy it. We plant our seeds, don't we? And hope everything comes up. But yet, there's only so much we can do, isn't there? We can water it. We can feed them. We can pray for rain or sunshine. But there's so many factors. But we don't actually see that growth underneath until we see that first little shoot. And the other thing that I find amazing, because I've noticed it in my back garden, well, on the path recently, is that suddenly, out of nowhere, has popped up a yellow poppy. I've never ever planted yellow poppies in my life. But sometimes there's that unexpected bit of joy and pleasure and excitement. And we do not know where God is going to bring fruit to life, or in who is going to come to life and bring that fruit. And again, it might not be the person we expect. So my prayer for each one of us, as individuals and as a church, is we allow God's Spirit and love to work in our hearts and lives, that we will nurture that love through prayer, through reading, through talking to, engaging with others, sharing with one another, praying with one another, and we'll allow that faith, little bit of faith, to grow. And as it grows, new signs of life will be seen in unexpected places. And I think we saw that, didn't we, particularly last year, during the lockdown. Signs of life of God's love in unexpected places, in unexpected people, who gave of their time willingly to support and help others. We need to be open to seeing God at work in people and places we wouldn't expect. And we need to encourage and be open and to allow God to grow in our own lives, so that, like that little mustard seed, and apparently the thought is that Jesus was referring to in those times in Palestine the black mustard, which apparently was a large annual plant which grew up to 9 feet tall. And it started with a little seed and grew into something amazing. And sometimes we don't always notice the growth, and we need to, and we need to encourage. And for that mustard seed, as it grew, the birds of the air came and made their homes on it. As we grow and continue to grow, we need to be open to all sorts of people who sense God's love here and want to respond to that. So may God bless us as we look to the future, and as we seek together and individually to allow God's Spirit to grow and work in our hearts, may we see in others with God's eyes Him at work. Amen.